Time now for business news. The cable company Adelphia will pay over $700 million to investors who were defrauded. That settlement came out of one of the biggest corporate scandals in recent years. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
From its roots in a Pennsylvania town, Adelphia grew into one of the nation's biggest cable providers. But federal prosecutors say that along the way, Adelphia's founder John Regas looted the company for his own use. Last summer, Regas and his son Timothy were convicted of conspiracy and fraud. Yesterday, Adelphia agreed to pay into a fund to help reimburse investors, U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
When these convictions were announced, it was a day of justice for corrupt corporate executives. Today is a day of restitution for the victims of corporate corruption.
Regas family members also agreed to give up $1.5 billion in holdings. Again, Attorney General Gonzalez.
Today's agreement obligates all members of the Regas family, who were joint owners with John and Tim Regas, to forfeit their assets. These agreements will help to maximize the returns to investors in Adelphia's ongoing bankruptcy proceeding and will provide compensation to victims who would otherwise recover little or nothing in the bankruptcy.
An attorney for Adelphia shareholders praised the government for, quote, holding the perpetrators of this massive fraud accountable. In a statement, Adelphia said the money was the price it had to pay to avoid larger government claims. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.